CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 2nd of June, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Nominations for IARU President and Vice President have been ratified. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar is coming up. RSGB National Radio Centre is to operate D-Day Anniversary Special Event Stations. IARU member societies have ratified the nomination of Tim Ellam, VE6SH and G4HUA, and Thomas Rado, DF200, as IARU President and Vice President, respectively, for a five-year term which began on the 9th of May 2024. On beginning his fourth term as President, Tim Ellam thanked member societies for their support, congratulated Thomas Rado on his election as Vice President, and also offered a special and heartfelt thank you to Ola Garpstad, LA2RR, who retired as IARU Vice President. You can read more on this story via the IARU website at tinyurl.com/IARU2024. The RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar this Monday, 3rd of June, looks at how amateur radio can be accessible and enjoyable even if you have sight, hearing or mobility difficulties. Three radio amateurs will explain how they have adapted their equipment, written software, or used extra support from the RSGB or other radio amateurs to enable them to enjoy all that amateur radio has to offer. There will also be input from Sight Matters, an Isle of Man charity hoping to assist over 700 visually impaired members. The charity has recently discovered how much amateur radio can offer people with visual impairments, and it has formed the Sight Matters Amateur Radio Club. This aims to encourage new people into the hobby and to help assist existing license holders back onto the air. Whether this webinar is relevant to you, a friend or colleague, or you're in a club that is wondering how to support all radio amateurs to enjoy the hobby, make a note of the date and be inspired. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB special BATC channel or YouTube channel at youtube.com/therSGB. The RSGB's National Radio Centre will be operating special event callsign Golf Bravo 2 Delta Alpha Yankee to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings during World War II. The station will be active between the 6th and 9th of June. In addition, volunteers will be hosting the special demonstration station GB1SOE on Saturday the 15th of June. Don't forget that RSGB members can gain free entry to Bletchley Park and the RSGB's National Radio Centre by downloading a voucher from the RSGB website at rsgb.org/bravopapavoucher. The RSGB board recently spent an afternoon visiting RSGB headquarters, meeting staff and gaining a more detailed understanding of the work of this professional team. Later that day, the board received training from members of the senior team about their specialist areas. During the board meeting the following day, the board decided to continue with its chosen four strategic priorities until the 2025 AGM. These priorities are the growth of amateur radio, membership of the RSGB, spectrum and licensing, and ensuring the continued financial stability of the society. To make further progress with the outcomes of the recent growth workshop, the board allocated a member of its team to champion each of the seven work streams. Each work stream champion will now create a volunteer team prioritize work tasks, set measurable objectives, define what success looks like, list deliverables, and establish reporting mechanisms and frequency. More details will be shared about these over the coming months. Do you have some spare time to support fellow radio amateurs? Are you passionate about the future of amateur radio? Do you like a challenge? The RSDB currently has volunteer vacancies for regional representatives in Region 7, South Wales, and Region 12, England, East and East Anglia. Could you fill one of those roles? To learn more about being a regional representative, see the RSDB website or contact the Regional Team Forum Chair, Keith Bird, G4JED, via romeo10@rsdb.org.uk. Next week is the 40th anniversary of Volunteers Week in the UK. As always, the RSDB will be taking part in this national event and thanking its members for the great work they do for the Society and for amateur radio generally. The Society will be sharing stories about some of its volunteers on its social media channels, and then you'll be able to read more details on the RSDB website later in the week at rsdb.org/your-stories. The May 2024 edition of Radcom Basics is now available. Radcom Basics is aimed at new amateurs and those who are wishing to refresh their skills and knowledge. Among others, this edition contains articles to help you learn about checking and testing components, how to keep your transmissions clean, and how to build and tune an end-fed half-wave antenna for the 10 to 40 meter bands. Read more via rsdb.org/radcom-basics. And now for details of rallies and events. The Junction 28 Radio Rally is coming up on Sunday the 9th of June at Alfreton Sports Centre, postcode Delta Echo 55, 7 Bravo Delta, 1 mile from M1 Junction 28. The doors will be open from 10:15 a.m. and admission will be £4. For more information, visit Sierra November Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie.com, or contact Juliet 28 Rally at Sierra November Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie.com. The Worked All Britain Awards Group will be holding its 2024 AGM from 12 p.m. at the Junction 28 Rally. Those unable to attend in person but wishing to join online via Zoom should email the group's secretary at mike1alphaindiabravo@worked-all-britain.org.uk. The Mendips Rally is set to take place on Sunday the 9th of June. The rally will be held at Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney, postcode Bravo Sierra 396 Uniform Alpha. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. and admission will be £2. Access for traders will be available from 7:30 a.m. Inside tables cost £8 and field pitches are £5 each. Free car parking and hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. For more information, contact Luke on 07870168197 or email mendipsrally@hotmail.com. Now the special event news. Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society will be active as GB0WVR during Market Harbour Carnival on Saturday the 8th of June. The team of operators is planning to use SSB, FT8 and some CW on the 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10 metre bands. There may also be activity on the 40 metre band depending on the working conditions. Listen out for the call sign, which will be active from 10 a.m. until late in the evening. For more information, see qrz.com. Throughout June, Stockport Radio Society will be active with the call sign GB0COL to mark the 80th anniversary of Colossus, the world's first fully electronic computer. Bands and modes to be used include FM on the 2-meter band, SSTV and VHF digital voice. SSB, CW and RTTY will be used on the HF bands. Operators also planning to be active via the QO100 satellite. For more information, visit Golf 8, Sarah Romeo Sierra, .co.uk/GolfBravo0CharlieOscarLima. Next weekend, Torbay Amateur Radio Society will be active with special event call sign GB80DCS to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The station will be working from Slapton Sands in Devon from the afternoon of Friday the 7th of June until approximately 1200 UTC on Sunday the 9th of June. A team of operators plans to use phone and CW on the HF and VHF bands. More information is available via QRZ.com. Now the DX News. Roland F8EN is active as Tango Romeo 8 Charlie Romeo from Gabon until at least the end of June. He will operate CW only and will celebrate his 96th birthday. Well there, QSL via S6AJA direct or via the Bureau. Roland can usually be found on the 30 to 10 meter bands using CW. Tozy JA6VZB is active as Juliet Delta 1 Bravo Quebec Whiskey from Shishijima, that's Alpha Sierra 031, in Japan until the 5th of June. He plans to concentrate on the 12th and 6 meter bands using FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, Club Logs, OQS, or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. National Field Day started at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 1st of June and ends at 1500 UTC today, 2nd of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanges signal report and serial number. The UK 6 meter group summer contest started at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 1st and ends at 1300 UTC today, Sunday the 2nd. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and membership number. Today, 2nd of June, the UK microwave group low band contest runs from 0900 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International Digital Contest started at 1800 UTC on Saturday the 1st and ends at 2359 UTC today, Sunday the 2nd of June. Using any digital mode excluding RTTY, on the 160 to 6 meter bands, the exchange is your 4-character locator. On Tuesday the 4th, the 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 4th, the 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 5th, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 5th, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. The IARU ATV contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 8th and ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 9th of June. Using TV on 432 MHz and up frequencies, the exchange is serial number, 4-digit code and locator. More details on rules for this contest are available at tinyurl.com/India-Alpha-Romeo-Uniform-Alpha-Tango-Victor. On Sunday the 9th, the second 144 MHz Backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 9th of June, the Practical Wireless 2 meter QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC using AM, FM SSV and CW with a maximum of 5 watts on the 2-meter band. The stages signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 30th of May, 2024. Last week was characterized by relatively quiet geomagnetic conditions and a fairly high solar flux. But is that all about to change? Active region 3664 has returned. It's now named 3697 and has already emitted an X1.4 class solar flare. You may recall that it was 3664 that caused the aurora that was visible all over the UK around the 10th and 11th of May. As solarham.com says, the chances for an Earth-directed eruption will increase with each passing day as the active sunspot region turns into a better geo-effective position. Scientists now believe that the coronal mass ejection associated with the long-duration X1.4 class flare on Wednesday the 29th may pass close enough to Earth to generate moderate G2 magnetic storming beginning on the 31st of May. Just in time for this weekend's National Field Day. Otherwise, HF propagation has generally been good, with decent F2 layer openings up to 21 and even 24 MHz at times. The 17 and 15 meter bands look to provide the best EX, with paths to the east in the morning and to the west joined late afternoon and early evening. The 10 meter band is subject to sporadic openings, with F2 layer openings mainly restricted to paths to South America and South Africa. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 165 to 200 range with quiet geomagnetic conditions. However, that is perhaps a little optimistic, as active region 3697, or perhaps 3691, could easily throw a spanner in the works, with a flare and associated CME potentially sending the KP index skywards. So, as always, keep an eye on the current state of the sun at solarham.com and work the bands while they're open. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The close of the current week offers a temporary return of high pressure for this weekend. This should be good for some topo conditions for the western parts of the UK. The weather turns a bit more unsettled going through the coming week, especially over northern Britain, but occasionally in the south. Rain at this time of the year can often be heavy and thundery, with good prospects for gigahertz band rain scatter, but this may have to wait for the end of next week when a low moves north from France towards the southern UK. The early part of June is a time for several minor meteor showers. This should offer scope for meteor scatter operators, as well as provide some fuel for sporadic E propagation, which rocket measurements show consists of long-lived meteor ions. Sporadic E propagation is often associated with the position of jet streams in the upper troposphere due to the turbulence that these fast-flowing currents of air generate. In the coming week, the jet stream pattern becomes much weaker, although still with a few options. Daily blogs are available at propquest.co.uk for those who are interested. Don't ignore the prospects of multi-hop transatlantic paths to the United States and particularly the Caribbean, which are usually well supported in the early part of the season before the upper winds over the Caribbean change over to high summer slacker flow. Equally, multi-hop sporadic paths to the Far East are worth tracking in the early morning, following the effects of the now displaced northerly meandering jet stream flow across northern Russia. Moon declination went positive again on Saturday the 1st of June, so the coming week will see lengthening moon windows. EME path loss is falling, reaching a minimum at perigee today, Sunday, 2nd of June. 144 MHz sky noise is low, apart from Thursday, when the sun and moon are close in the sky. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the Southwest, on Tuesday, Barton District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 megs from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. On Wednesday, the Society has nets on 28.360 megs, upper sideband from 8 p.m. and 70.425 megs, frequency modulation, from 9 p.m. Contact is via Bravo Victor Alpha Romeo Sierra .org.uk. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night, also from 7 p.m. Also on Thursdays, there are nets on 70.4 megs from 7 p.m. and on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Contact is Sue, info@foxtrotromeoalpharomeosierra.co.uk. On Tuesdays, Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club has a net on 433.475 megs from 8 p.m. The net moves to 145.475 megs on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. A 10-metre net on 28.405 is held on Thursdays from 8 p.m. The club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt 2E0FNT 0730 554 9614. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via novemberbravoalpharomeocharlie.org.uk or through Dave, D7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at The Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8 p.m. Contact is Terry M0TJX, secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk, or on 07889208090. On Thursday from 7:30 p.m, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is meeting to discuss the Bomber Command 100 group. For more information, visit Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie .co.uk. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare's Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. Contact is via Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Parish Room in Abbey Manor Community Centre. For more information, visit yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com or contact secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. And for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 7th of June at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Ian Miles 2W0IWM is contact info@aberdareradio.club. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, station approach, Bridge End. The club is an approved RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG 07900 560080. Cwmbrannu District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. To find out more, visit the club's website at mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411 595103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. On Mondays, there is a Wires X net in the Highfields room, 05993. Access is also possible in Cardiff via gateways on 431.075 megs and 431.1875 megs. On Wednesdays, there are nets on 145.525 megs FM from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. On Fridays, from 7 p.m, there is a net on the MB7 IEC All-Star node 59948 and via EchoLink, MB7IEC-L. This simplex gateway covers most of Cardiff and can be accessed on 144.9125 FM with CTCSS code 110.9. Contact is Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 megs from 10 a.m. Mondays is a digital net from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. For more information, see Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets in Ustred, Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting gw2fof.co.uk. Contact is John, GW4BUZ, 01443-432-542. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wern Industrial Estate, Rogerston. Postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot, Quebec, located 5 minutes from Junction 27 of the M4. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 megs from 7 p.m. And contact is Uskside Alpha Romeo Charlie Newport at gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSDB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign G4TRN. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.